Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're joining me for the Morning Mindset today. This is our opportunity to do a reset on our way of thinking for this day, to get our minds aligned with the truth of God, and to get our hearts in tune with His. I hope that you're excited about that prospect today. We're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. And I have to say right here at the outset that Proverbs often are difficult for me because they are typically spoken in very specific terms and at the same time, very general terms. What I mean by that is they speak about very specific subjects and they use extreme language to do so at times, but they also are speaking in a broad sense that encompasses lots of things in many situations could fall into the circumstance that's being described in a proverb. And so it's hard at times to figure out how does this proverb exactly apply to the specific situation I'm going through right now. And today, I believe we come across a proverb that falls into that category. Let's look at it together. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 12 says, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses." Now, do you see right away, we have some very extreme language. He's talking about hatred and love. I can't think of two qualities that are more extremely opposed to each other than those two. And he says, hatred stirs up strife. Now, I don't think there's any of us who would argue with that statement. Hatred does stir up strife, but I can also think of many other things that stir up strife. And you know, maybe that's the point. Maybe Solomon is trying to reveal to us that beneath those situations where strife is occurring, there is some kind of hatred present. And maybe hatred is a strong enough word that it kind of repulses you and you go, no, wait a minute, that's pretty extreme. Why would you say hatred? Well, at the very least, I think Solomon is saying animosity or jealousy or some kind of resentment of someone in the situation is existing. A competition is there that's causing strife to rise up. And I believe if we look deeply, in almost every situation where strife and conflict have occurred, we're going to see that. There's going to be a defensiveness. There's going to be a sense of opposition that has arisen in the hearts of one or both participants, or all the people if there's more than two. And we're going to see that some form, extreme or not so extreme, of hatred is what is at the root of it. But if we continue, the proverb says, but love covers all offenses. So this is not talking about how to avoid strife. This is talking about what to do when strife and offense and hurt have already taken place. Do you see that? Love covers all offenses. Now, let's not be naive about this. This is hard to pull off, isn't it? I mean, to think when you've been hurt and when something has gone very deep into your soul as a wound that someone else has done to you or toward you or because of neglect of you or perhaps even because of abuse of you, it is hard to extend love toward that person in any way, shape, or form because love is not the natural response in those sorts of things. But in this proverb, I believe Solomon is trying to open up our hearts and our minds to the possibility that there is something bigger than our offenses. And I think that's a hard thing for us to hear in our culture because we live in a very offendable culture, don't we? When touchiness and offense and the ability to be offended is just about everywhere you turn. And my friends, I think as believers in Christ, we should be the least offended people in the world, even when offenses come our way that are legitimately offensive, because we have love from the King of the universe. God says He is love. And since He dwells in our hearts through faith in Jesus Christ, His love is ours. And we can be bigger people than those who are just dealing with every paltry offense and getting all worked up and riled up in their responses. Friends, we should learn to apply love in every situation and not let the hatred that exists stir up strife. Now, I understand it's not always as simple as this proverb makes it out to be. But friends, there is a reality that love, applied rightly, can cover all offenses. Jesus, enable us to have wisdom about this, because we know that there are things such as boundaries and things such as not putting ourselves in a place to be abused again. But Lord, at the same time, we want to be like Jesus, who so loved the world, he gave himself, dying on a cross, being mistreated, for the sake of redeeming a people to call his own. And that's us. And so, Lord, we want to reflect him. Show us how to do that, how to be people who show Jesus and not our own sense of offense. It's in your name we pray.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.